Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about smooth sailing left the port. Well, let's go. Yes, it's the morning today. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful day. Unlike these dumbasses, yes, this tanker is, I guess it's a tanker or whatever the fuck this boat is. Yes, it's called the Magic Seas. Yes, this thing thought it could sail the seven seas going happy-go-lucky, but no, this falls under the category, you fuck around, you found out. Yes, this guy's found out the hard way. You see that hole in there? It got made by the Yemeni forces. They told them, hey, stop. They didn't listen, so they got their ship pushed in. Oh yes, I do have a clip, so let's watch the clip. Yes! I love it when people get their comeuppance. People deserve it. You're stupid, you get fucked. Hey, I get fucked in the ass when I do stupid shit, so shouldn't other people get fucked too? Yeah, it's only fair. Just saying. Yeah, I know, this fucking language looks like they write it with their fucking feet, right? It pretty much says, these guys were fucking around and they got their shit pushed in. Yeah, that's what it says. Do I know how to read Arabic? No, but I could fucking tell what retards say. Just saying.
Wonderful Magic Seas, this is German Naval Forces calling you on Channel 16. How do you read me? Over. Wonderful Magic Seas with call sign Delta 5 Golf Papa 6. This is German Naval Forces calling you on Channel 16. How do you read me? Over.
Fucking A, this motherfucker speak better English than I can. God damn it. I guess they're gonna be replacing us, huh? Nah, fuck that shit. He just has a cool fucking toy that he's playing with. I can play with toys too. Just let me have him. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Anyway, let's continue with the story.
The soul Magic Seas with call sign Delta 5 Golf Papa 6. This is German Naval Forces calling you on Channel 16. Captain, you have to decrease the speed of the ship and stop the vessel to checking the security action. For your ship safety and your crew safety, you have to stop the ship immediately.
Yes, did these dumbasses take your advice and stop? Did they really? No, they didn't, and they found out.
Otherwise, you will bear other responsibility. I repeat, you have to decrease the speed of the ship and stop the ship immediately to check security action. For your ship safety and crew safety, stop the ship immediately. Over.
Magic.
Yes, I'm guessing these dumbasses thought because the ship was named Magic Seas that they have some magical powers and nothing was gonna happen to them, right? Oh, yes. Maybe they thought they had Dark Lich powers like me. Maybe if they would have paid me some money, I would have used my powers to protect their ship. But then I'm gonna have to show my awesomeness and the people know I could do magic and then they're gonna have me do birthday parties and then they go say, oh, Gonzo, show us a magic trick. Okay, then. Let me. I need a volunteer. Oh, yes. Little Timmy's mom. Come here. Yes, yes. Say introduce to Timmy's lovely mother. Yes. We're going to do a magic trick. It's going to call the how do we make Gonzo's penis disappear. Come here, Timmy's mom. Let's see. Nothing up my sleeves, but something inside Timmy's mom's sleeve. Yay. Well, let's continue with the story because this is kind of get stupid.
Passage and request
where
you do not impede my safe passage. Over.
Motor vessel Magic Seas. This is German Naval Forces calling you on Channel 16. I will repeat for the last time. Captain, you have to decrease the speed of.
Last chance, asshole. Either you stop or I'm coming in there. I'm gonna fuck you up. It's your choice, buddy. What do you want? You know what they're gonna choose, so let's continue watching.
The ship. And stop the vessel immediately to check security action. For your ship safety and your crew safety, stop the ship immediately. I repeat, stop the ship immediately. For your safety and your crew safety and ship safety, you have to stop the ship immediately. Over. Captain, if you keep ignoring Yemen Naval Forces contact and instructions, you will bear all the responsibility. I repeat.
You already told these dickheads, time to go in there and time to party. Let's do this shit.
If you keep ignoring Yemen Naval Forces' contact and instructions, you will bear all the responsibility. Over.
Yeah, did you forget about this hole? That's the picture when they were making it. Oh yes, these dumbasses got what they deserve. Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Congratulations, now you're gonna have a swarm of locusts on your ship. Hopefully you can defend yourself. No, they're not gonna defend themselves, so they're fucked. Absolutely.
Mayday, mayday, mayday! This is motor vessel Magic 6, Delta 5, Golf Papa 6. The vessel needs immediately assistance. Mayday, mayday, mayday!
What type of assistance you need?
Rescue! Rescue! The vessel will be abandoned. I need rescue for my crew. The vessel was hit by Houthis and will be sunk.
Yes, these dumbasses found out that they lost all their shit for being retards. Just like how Donald Trump is going to be losing all his shit for being stupid. Maybe you should stop doing the war crap. But no, no you're not, because you're a fucking jackass. And I know how much you love fucking squid semen, right? Get that briny jizz. So delicious. Whatever, fag. You would think that the Yemeni forces would have better uniforms or something. Yeah, they just look like fucking terrorists themselves. Yeah, if you're gonna be doing shit like this, I don't know, you should at least look a little bit presentable, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, this would be some scary shit if you're just right there and then these fuckers come on your ship. Of course it's gonna be scary, but, you know, you're supposed to be representing a government entity or whatever. Shouldn't you look a little bit more nicer? Just an opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. Oh yeah, in case you don't know what they're saying like, share, and subscribe to my channel. So, you know, you gotta do what they say. If not, they're gonna come and blow up your house. So, better do what they tell you. Just saying. Well, that was fun entertaining, wasn't it? And yes, from something that was fun to this that's weird. Yeah, there's a mystery of the missing B-2 stealth bomber that hammered Iran's nuke sites but never made it home. Yeah, that's weird. What? How the fuck do you lose a fucking stealth bomber? I know they're supposed to be hiding and all, but yeah, isn't it supposed to go home? Or maybe it got shut down. Who knows? Oh, maybe it went past the Bermuda Triangle and it got teleported to another world. Yeah, did it get Ezekied? Is that what happened? I don't know. Well, anyways, like we were doing with the seas. Yeah, do you want to see something that's happening to niggers in the high seas? Yes! Yes, in my opinion, I think niggers are getting the consequences of being goblins. Yes, they do some stupid shit, and now they're getting their asses fucked with on fucking carnival cruises. Yes, they do some loud obnoxious bullshit, and now they're getting fucked with. Yeah, let this nigger bitch tell her story, because, they deserve it in my opinion, but let's go.
They don't want black people taking their cruises, okay? It started off with the speakers telling people that they can't bring speakers no more. Why would you not want people to be able to bring speakers and listen to their own music?
Yes, almost nobody likes nigger music. It's loud, obnoxious, and annoying. So why do you want to hear this shit when you're relaxing in your vacation? Yes, don't you wear earbuds? Put that on. I don't want to hear your shit, just saying.
Anyway, now Carnival has banned rap music on their cruises. Now, I've been seeing little posts here and there in the last couple of days that Carnival is not playing rap music in the clubs no more. But this morning, I actually saw a video of somebody in the club. There was nobody on the dance floor, and they were literally playing soca music. And the caption was like how they asked the DJ if the DJ could play some rap music in the club, and the DJ let them know that they're not allowed to play rap music.
Yes, your music sucks, and you always try to bend people to your will. Yeah, these people always complain when they don't get their nigger way. Nah, fuck that shit. I tell them no all the time, but that's me.
Anymore, so they put on soca. Now y'all tell me, a place that does not allow rap music and rap music only, no other type of music is not allowed to be played but rap music. Y'all please tell me, what is the demographic of people that they're trying to keep away?
Look, lady, nobody wants you people around because you guys are loud, obnoxious, you do some stupid shit. Yes, have you seen the videos before? I could put them up here too, of all the shit that you guys doing, all the shit you do in Walmart, all the fighting, all that bullshit. People don't want you around anymore. Yes, you think this is the age of nigger where you could do whatever you want. Nah, fuck you, we're not living on Wakanda. No, this is not gonna work. Just like how those stupid assholes got their ass pushed in by the Yemenis. You guys are gonna get your shit pushed in. Keep on doing your shit, and you're gonna get fucked in the ass. Just saying. Well, anyways, I better take off because I got my shit to do, and I'm sure this is gonna be way too racist, but fuck it, I don't care. Just don't be like these morons. Keep on doing the things you do to survive and improve your life, because these people are just fools, and they're gonna go down to hell. They're gonna go to Dodo, the land of the Dodos. Yes, because people get tired of shit, and yeah, things are changing. People don't believe it, but yeah. It will. Well, anyways, you guys take care. Goodbye.
A tape in the NBC archives of a Mar-a-Lago party shows Trump giving Epstein his personal attention.
Donald! Donald! Donald!
The footage, shot in November of 1992, before Trump opened the resort as a club, shows the future president surrounded by cheerleaders for the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins, capturing Trump's fun-loving bachelor lifestyle for an appearance on Faith Daniels' NBC talk show.
We're going to get great ratings in your show.
Trump is surrounded by women as music blares in the background. After a while, Trump goes to greet three new guests, among them the financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Come on in. Show us up.
More than a decade before his guilty plea on state prostitution charges. Later in the footage, Trump is seen talking to Epstein and another man as women are dancing in front of them. Trump alternates between dancing and pointing out women to Epstein and the other man and telling Epstein about the cameras. Though exactly what they say is difficult to understand as they discuss the women and their appearances, Trump gestures to one and appears to say to Epstein, "Look at her back there. She's hot." And then Trump says something else into Epstein's ear that makes him double over with laughter. But as the president says now, he never liked Epstein.
I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you. I was not a fan of his.